Hey everyone, and welcome to Steel Wars. I am Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And we are back currently live streaming. I'm just waiting for someone in the chat to say they can hear me okay, because I had to re-plug everything in. All right, Dylan says good sound. Oh my stars. I tell you what, it was such a thing. Like, I was in such a, you know, everything re-plugged in to podcast, to live stream. Got my questions up from Patreons, things to talk Star Wars. Hadn't been talking much Star Wars, pretty excited. But just plugging everything back in and just going, in 30 seconds, my mood might escalate. It sends me crazy just thinking about it. The lottery of podcasting and live streaming, even though it's so much easier now than when I started. I was actually just in New York, and I had a lovely dinner with Harrison and Emily Lind at a very fun diner. And I was talking about all the plugs and stuff. You needed a mixing desk and then plug that into the, it was a whole thing. So it's so much easier now. And now we're on TV somehow, some community access Black Mirror television network. Pause that. Devesh says sound seems decent, which is kind of negative and positive. I'm good though, buddy. I'm good. So let's tuck into some questions, I guess. This is on the old Patreon, patreon.com/steelwars. Scooter Many A's asks, what, Devesh, what's wrong? Is the sound that bad? Well, it's always the one person. This is the thing with stand-up. It's the, okay, he says decent in the positive manner. This is the internet where positivity goes to die. It's like Florida. Dylan says, I've heard worse sounds. That is very negative. That is not what I need. I'm going to end it now after 3 minutes and 13 seconds. Oh, I should point out that possibly tomorrow we'll be doing another live stream with Corey and Aubrey, catching up on all things Star Wars, merchandise and other things. Thomas says sound is fine. All right, sound is great. I'm just chiming in with a positive comment about the sound. Where's that person? So, yeah, and then I think on Monday I'll be catching up with Hawes for the finally, the Ahsoka finale review post-strike. Thomas says sound is passable. That's pretty much all we need. That's what podcasting is about, is just passable sound. So there you go. Anyway, Scooter would like to know, I'm eagerly anticipating the next year by podcast episode. When do you think that might be happening or might happen? Well, Hawes and I are going to do a podcast on Monday. That will be the Ahsoka finale. Very timely. Dude, we are on point. I've got the strike to blame. I'm not sure what Hasbro has to blame, but we're about on the same release schedule. You know what I'm saying? Dylan says a solid 6 out of 10 on sound. Jeez. I've opened myself up for these hecklers. Got to tell you. So we might get one done the week after that, Scooter. That's where we review the page in Star Wars news, in the Star Wars year by year book. It has been a while, but it is so fun. And we talk about burgers now and then. Let's go to Mike Lord of the Sith. Really? This might be a bit obvious, but what did you do during the strike? How did you fill your time? And any work now coming your way with the strike being over, or is it too soon to tell what will be ramping up now? And then in capitals, which I like, Ajax Citizen lives. Of course the Ajax Citizen lives. He'll be back. Don't worry about that. What did I do during the strike? I just worked very hard on my store and my business back home in Australia. So it's if you want to look it up, it's shawmelbourne.com. So it's like a brand and a shop and it's a whole thing. And so I just worked my little heart out on that. Pretty much, yeah, every day for as much time as possible. So as far as if you're just new, I did extra work on Obi-Wan Kenobi just so I could get on Star Wars. And then after that, I do extra work when I've got time, just on any show, which is lots of fun, from Grey's Anatomy to Rookies and everything in between. Succession. I was a journalist on Succession for a very long shot. Very up the back, but it was I saw Karen Culkin, and it was a hell of a time. But anyway, so as far as I know, no work has started back, no filming. I think they only just ratified the decision because they agreed to it, but then all the members had to vote, which I am not a member, but in solidarity with the union that was looking out for the rights of the ununioned extras as well, with AI and all that sort of stuff. I didn't do any podding. So, but work has not started. The little text alerts have not kicked back in. And there was some stuff that, shows... Yeah, not Star Wars, that were sort of, they need us for the end. So we haven't got that back happening yet. So I guess it takes a while for all the cogs to start moving. And now it's so close to Christmas, being the 14th of December. Oh, where does the time go, you guys? I tell you. But so nothing as far as I can tell. And I definitely don't see... like filming trucks or set signs around LA, when everything's firing. So yeah, nothing is filming at the moment as far as, to my knowledge, to my insider, outsider, barely in, just past security, but let's keep an eye on you. I view Kyle Delaney. With the title question of this Q&A, this was the spiciest one I could have as a headline, and it did get a little, just a dash of Twitter flair, but I guess that's what a spicy headline is. But let's duck into this question. Do you think that Dave Filoni is overhyped as a Star Wars creator? I feel like he is over his head, especially as a writer.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think Star Wars needs to have writers... Oh, sorry. I think Star Wars needs to have a writer's room so other opinions can be heard. If you compare Ahsoka against Andor, there is really no comparison. Well, you just compared it, Kyle. So you're arguing with yourself here, buddy. Sorry. Well, I've just totally messed this up. There is really no comparison, even though you just did. On much better the writing was with Andor. I'm just being fastidious, but I do agree with the sentiment totally. So do you think that Dave Filoni is overhyped as a Star Wars creator? Where do you start to peel this onion? Well, first of all, and just you know, being a total Lionel Hutz lawyer here, it depends who you're talking to, because some of my friends, they very under, below sea level. We're talking where that the Massador. What's the big Boba Fett dinosaur? Is it the Massador? Someone in the chat. That level, that's where they rate him. So that'd be very underrated. But you know, a few people. Thankfully, I had a typo in my thumbnail, so I had to delete that tweet. But someone had retweeted it and is already how dare you even? They couldn't. This is the thing that got me. And I'm sure that they're like a perfectly great person and all that, but they couldn't even believe the question could be asked that someone's overhyped. Now that to me is the definition of overhyped when you stay saying, because like to some people, like their opinion, I would say that George Lucas is overhyped as a Star Wars creator, even though he is the gold standard, the originator, just because of whatever he does is infallible, which I don't agree with. So even though it is his, listen, Ahsoka, that was his project. No hugs. Hugs are a cost-free special effect with amazing results, vibes that come out. That just the no hug thing, and how we and I don't want to get into this too much because we'll go through this with Hawes next week, but the way the Ezra Hera reunion played out, it's like, what? This is your thing. And you're not, let the emotions flow, Dave Filoni, mediumly hyped Star Wars creator. I go crazy without another person here. So Rebecca, a green cow, has chimed in and says, Dave Filoni is that kid from school who only had one Star Wars figurine, so has to crowbar it in every sandpit story at recess. That one cuts a bit close to the bone, Rebecca, because I never had a Jabba the Hutt. I've got one up there now, the Kenner vintage deal, but I never had one when I was little because, as you'd probably know, it was a premium item in Australia. But so Bib Fortuna was always my Jabba the Hutt. And I'd have like a little like brick or something as Jabba's dais out the back in the backyard in Rosebud. And Bib Fortuna would have his legs bent in a sideways, and he would be called Jabba the Hutt. I can't remember who would greet Luke at the front of the palace. I wish there's no one I can ask, and I don't remember. Maybe Bib did double duty or something. Ah, the imagination of youth, huh? Imagine. Um, So I don't think he's the end all be all. I think his knowledge and passion for the mythology and stuff is possibly without peer. But I feel like he's a good C-3PO to maybe Rian Johnson's R2-D2 or something. I don't know. But I feel like he's a very powerful asset. But again, not to get too much into Ahsoka finale, because we'll do that with Hawes next week. But I just feel like the end of that Ahsoka finale kind of dropped the ball, and I don't sort of like the story progression that it's setting up for zombies and coffins, the Undertaker, the Dead Man, Dead Man Inc. Andor Stan says they said they forgot their name on YouTube was that. Okay. Andor Stan is fan is Andor Stan is fine, not Andor Stan is fan. But Catherine Neen might want to fight you for that username, I guess they're called. I feel like the Filoni we have now with the Mandoverse is drastically different than the Dave Filoni we had on Clone Wars and Rebels. Dare I say he's lost his sauce with the live action stuff. Yeah, I sort of don't feel like Ahsoka like fully graduated into a live action level of like show direction. It like would have been a great cartoon. And I'm totally live action biased. That is my Star Wars medium of choice. That is almost where I started. I think I started on a Marvel, they call them an annual with the comic in a hardback. I think that was my original Star Wars entry point. But live action, that's where it's at for me. So, and I hate it when podcasters keep talking about what they're not going to talk about. No more talking about, Filoni is, to some people, he's overhyped. I did read in the retweeted, I deleted the tweet, but I could read all the comments underneath, or a couple of them. And someone did comment that he has provided some of the best moments in Star Wars animation. Now, you would hope so, given the amount he is responsible for. It's just like, it's sort of like, oh, that sounds great on Twitter, but when you, like, you would hope. But yeah, I just don't feel like his, I don't know if it's direction or what, but it's sort of a live action level as yet. And like, hey. Gilroy and Filoni together. If you want to like have a great show, like just a top tier show, and then involve the Force, Gilroy and Filoni. That's your match made in heaven. And then Rebecca says, I had no figurines. I had to befriend the kid at the end of the street who had them all. So your Bib Fortuna has me covered still. Oh, there's always this. That is the sort of lesson I try to impart on Harry. There's always just be happy for what you have. And Nicholas says, hey, love the Bib story. I used to do something similar with an Insaniac toy, one of the Gorgonites from the film Small Soldiers. Remember that? Yes, I do. He was a good sub for Venom when playing Spidey. What the hell? What, you get me with a little compliment and then you slip in a Marvel reference. That's up there with a sports reference on the chat. But yeah, it is funny. The I had a ship, I think it's from Buck Rogers, and it had all the stickers removed. So I never knew what it was from, but that was my X-Wing when I was little. And we didn't have the cockpit, the plastic cockpit. So I used to always have to have a lacquer band or a rubber band that would hold them into their little pilot seat. But it was like a nice X-Wing shape. So pretty sweet. Catherine Neen's question, unsurprisingly, is can we talk more about Andor? We can, Catherine. We can. I know, was it the year anniversary of One Way Out? Time has no value to me. Was it a year? Someone in the chat, was it a year? Was it 3 years ago? Who knows? I feel like it was last year. But just what a moment. I just remember shaking as all those prisoners stormed out and, oh, Kino. Oof. That was just like that's the special effects-less special effect that is like a movie. I guess that's the original special effect. I think the original special effect is the train going towards the camera, which made the rubes duck in the cinema. Idiots. Like, who's ever been hit by a black and white train? I don't know. Anyways, more to the point. What's my point? Oh, it was like the emotion in that scene, like it's awesome, like a lightsaber fight or an X-Wing coming over and blowing this, that, or the other up. But just the human emotion is what, like I feel like Dave Filoni needs to tap into, almost like too much of a George Lucas, where it's all about, you know, the mythology and the bigger thing than the actual, like the actors. And like the dialogue. But yeah, oof. I can't wait for more Andor. I am The Acolyte. It's like so far, and it's up for debate, but I do think the best Star Wars has been made in the UK. Go back through history. No offense, Sydney, Australia. You did your best. But what's Elbow Cough? You're talking about LA? Sells here, everyone. So that's lovely. So yes, Catherine, we could talk more about Andor, and we did. And Rebecca Edwards, who's in the chat, but is also on the Patreon questions.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Of all the Star Wars that has been released while you were being a good union member, no, I was a union adjacent member, which ones do you rate as keep and which ones are chuck? There is no in-between. Solidarity forever. I feel like the only thing that was released was Ahsoka, yeah? Keep or chuck? I'm not going to chuck it. Yeah, I'm not going to chuck it. I'm very much focused on the last half of the last episode with my disappointment. But I will keep. Yes, I will keep. What is Sal on about? It's my dab, sir. All the kids are doing it last I checked. Last I checked, you weren't a kid. You're some old Jedi jumping about. Oh, no. I guess who knows how old your type of Jedi could be. But Sal did have a pretty limber lightsaber demo, I believe, at Galaxy's Edge that I saw on Twitter the other day, which was pretty exceptional. And Sal now says, "What's up, fellow youngsters?" Excellent. Excellent. All right, Nicholas Story's in the chat, so he can jump in on the questions, keep things lively. Question steel. Before Andor, mate, I wasn't keen on the concept of a Cassian show. Oh, wow. Catherine's just shivered. So I was praying for some connective tissue to be included in characters like Krennic, Bail Organa to sweeten the deal. Second part of the question. However, now with the show being so good and working so well as its own thing in its own corner of the universe, do you feel like the likes of Mendo showing up in season 2 is still necessary? Mate. Mendo showing up's always necessary. If you've got a chance to Mendo and you're passing up a Mendo opportunity, did you ever really Mendo? I don't know. But it definitely doesn't need it. Right? Right? Much like my burger doesn't need barbecue sauce. But sometimes it's a bit better when there's some barbecue sauce on it, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? It's a burger analogy. Do you know what I'm saying? No, seriously. Nicholas, do you know what I'm saying? Do you like barbecue sauce on your burger? If not, substitute it for a sauce you would like and then work the analogy. What I'm saying is, okay, Nicholas is back. don't get me wrong. I'll take a bit of Mendo if I can get it. Face blue, smiling. And then Rebecca says, disappointed you stuck to the chuck or keep concept steal because only a Sith deals in absolutes. Wow. There could be some wisdom in that. Oh, Rebecca also says BBQ sauce on a burger. Thanks for the reminder that the McRib is currently in Australia. Now I'm hungry. I know it was back in LA as well. I hope it still is because I only had one, which is maybe a good thing. But Hawes went. I texted him a photo of the McRib sign and he went and they didn't have their McRibs ready yet. And But he did. The story ends well. They did get them ready, and he went back another time, and he enjoyed a McRib. So there you go. But yeah, Andor, it does not need the. It doesn't need Mendo. But why wouldn't you? Huh? And I just. Gilroy's got the golden egg at the moment. He's he can do no wrong. So he can do no wrong. It's almost like how can it be that good again? It's yeah. Oh. Oof. God. Brandon Baker. If you had to pick which crossover would you prefer? This is from Brandon Baker. If you had to pick which crossover would you prefer, Star Wars and Marvel or Star Wars and Star Trek? How do you think your preference could pass the if they do it right test? If you're listening to this on podcast, I'm shuttering up. What a horrible series of thoughts I'm enduring. How do you think your preference could pass the if they do it right test? Which characters would be worth matching up across franchises? None. Absolutely none. None. None at all. None. Zero. No. Not. Never. When? Perhaps. Nup. Never. Finito. Bad. No. Nup. No. Star Wars is... It's a long time ago, galaxy far, far away. They don't find Earth one day. It's not far off. I don't care what comic did what in the hoo-ha. Nup. Brian Thies says, so glad to hear you'll be podcasting again. Same. I definitely feel alive. The blood is pumping. Thanks to Brandon Baker. Brian continues, I must have missed that the podcast was on hiatus while the strike was happening. I was so looking forward to more Horse Calls episodes during Ahsoka. What has been the most exciting Star Wars for you during break? What do you think is in store for Bail and Skull? Where does his story lead? I should point out that all the Horse Calls are all up. The Horse Calls are from the episodes of Ahsoka, they are up. I had something to add to one of the questions, and I was trying to find it on the little Patreon feed, but it was Nicholas in the chat. So I was like, where is this question that I want to call back to? About Andor and how a show about Cassian wasn't your thing. The other day on Twitter, someone posted up like the Kathleen Kennedy with all the graphics around of all the things she just announced on one of those live streams. You know, when she just went buck wild and just went show, cartoon. And out of all of them, there was like Indiana Jones. There was one like, it's not Star Wars or George Lucas. It was a book, the Knights of Shadow and Dark or something. But that logo was there. The droid adventures, whatever happened to that? What even was it? We don't even know what we're not getting. But there was like Ahsoka and Rangers of the New Republic, Lando, and the Cassian one. And I remember when they announced Cassian, just sort of going, because I don't like things that go, I always want to go forward, so I don't know what's going to happen. Because Star Wars, it's so much like Back to the Future style, but without the changing. But And the Cassian one, or Andor, was sort of just like, oh, okay. But it's almost like it's not the topic, it's the idea. But the thing was, when they announced it, it was going to be something, it was going to be what we thought it was, which it was going to be like with K2SO and Cassian just off doing stuff. And then Gilroy came in with his like treatment. Isn't that how it all went down? So it like the show that we like went, that's the show they were planning. How rad's that? The triple right. Even when we're wrong, we're right. Because we were right at the time. Because everyone was wrong. And two wrongs make a idiot on a live stream, apparently. Okay, back to Brian. What was the most exciting Star Wars news for you during the break? I can't. The most exciting Star Wars news that I can think of at the moment is that they're doing the retro figures of the Phantom Menace. So, which is something I begged them for years. And they're doing it. So I was pretty excited about that. But there hasn't really been like any really news. And I don't know, the rumors and stuff, it doesn't always they just don't have my trust at the moment, except on the Gilroy. If that's why I'm holding out for, you know, Acolyte. It's in a different system. That's my next sort of great hope, you know, like an skeleton crew. I'm sort of just going in, sort of just like there's nothing apart that it's in Star Wars that's sort of like got me amped for it. So that could there's nothing wrong with going in with low expectations, because the only way is up, baby. Anderstan asks, here's a question. What's your take on it originally being 5 seasons and now 2? Personally, I'm fine with 2 just because I need to get it made. Well, my dream with that is, because yeah, it was going to take too long for him to finish it, and oof, probably would have been a masterpiece. But hey, do this in 2 seasons, and then Gilroy, Rebellion, do a series between A New Hope and Empire. Oh, please, Gilroy. Please. Have I still got? Oh, here we go.
Please.
That. Imagine. Gilroy. Woof. Oh, Sal's actually got a very self-serving but admirable question. What was your favorite Star Wars event this year, and why was it Young Jedi Adventures Field Day? What Star Wars events? I didn't get to go to the celebration, so it wasn't that. It would have been the Young Jedi Adventures Field Day, which was at some mall, Century City, maybe. I don't know. Westfield. In LA, they had for the day, which was crazy that they just did this for this day. Like in the center of the mall, this big set of Young Jedi Adventures. And then they had Jedi teachers like Sal Perales down there doing sessions, teaching little Padawans how to become Jedi. And then they get like toys and like little gift bags and ice flavored things. And we hung out there. Sal gave me the text message. So pulled him out of preschool. Wait, that wasn't this year. That was last year, wasn't it? I'm certain that was last year. I thought that was before Christmas. Maybe it was before his birthday. Anyways, Sal would know. Maybe it was before his birthday and we're getting it. No, but that's September. Anyway, Sal, when was that in the year? When did Young Jedi... Okay, Sal says it was this year for sure. Is he sounding like... Is he writing like the kids write, or is he having a seizure right now? Who can say? Anyway, it was so good. It was very filled with the Force that day, and filled with Young Jedi Adventures toys as well. Thank you to the promotions department. What else we got here? Okay, Rebecca, about the Star Wars Star Trek crossover. The episode start. No. Trying to slip in some Star Wars Star Trek fan fiction crossover. Has anyone got any exciting Star Wars news that happened during the writer's strike? Because, even the actor's strike? Because it seemed to be devoid of news. And then there's rumors of the Mandalorian season 4, which seemed to be debunked, but maybe it was thought of becoming a movie. And that is bad news. That is the wrong idea to float. Sam Levine would like to know, why did you decide to ask this on my birthday? That is very self-serving, Sam. But in honor of your birthday, I did wait about a month to answer these questions. And then Matthew Mole. What a champ that dude is. Everyone's a champ, but he's just... He's a funny dude. We had fun at Celebration down in LA. Very good times. He asks, which I will hold off totally because we'll go through it with Hawes on Monday. But he says, how was Ahsoka for you? I feel like I always, with these series, hold out hope. Like I said, let's just see how things play out. See how things play out. And so I feel like maybe sometimes I like the middle episodes more, although the Anakin episode was maybe you could argue whether it should be in there or whatever, but it was very enjoyable and very, if they did it right, in my opinion. But the last half of that last episode, they just dropped it. Which is a bit of a pattern of light. Rebecca with the super chat. Appreciate that, buddy. Time for me to get to work. Oh, yeah. Time difference. Checks out. Here's some cash for Harrison. Oh, God. He's twinging in the playground right now. But one last question. Will you be doing a live show for Canto Bites 300 show as Lindo and Downtown Brittany Brown requested on their podcast? I'm a bit behind on Star Wars podcasts, even though I did have a live unrecorded podcast with Emily this week. But within my means, whatever Emily and downtown Brittany Brown request of I, thoust shalt make his self available I. I don't know what's going on. So yes, I'll put that down as a yes, a definite yes. Definitely maybe on when it is yes. So probably, maybe not. Yes. Just so we don't have to talk about that Star Trek or Marvel Star Wars thing again, we'll put that down as a yes. I would cling to a jet packing R5-D4 to escape that conversation, that possibility. All right, so maybe back tomorrow with Corey and Aubrey. So that will be super fun. And then I am booked in with Hawes for this Ahsoka finale. And I very much look forward to that. Because Hawes, huh? How good's that guy? He's all right. Hey, Hawes. Yeah, go listen to his show, Blue Harvest. I'm sure he might even be recording it now. I don't know. People on the East Coast doing their thing at night when it's day. Hard to keep up with. Rebecca's going to work right now. Starts in the morning. Doesn't make any sense. But we're on this big, shiny ball together. I don't know what's happening. Clearly, very, very clearly, this episode's gone on for
long enough.
So I will bid you adieu. And may that force be with you. Thanks, everyone in the chat. Thanks to the patrons for the questions. And we'll talk to you, Corey pending. I swear if Corey flakes on me, I will go down there and I will criticize Clone Wars directly to his face. Yeah, that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.